presents
Tatters
of the King, a 6th edition Call of Cthulhu campaign. Let the madness begin.
Apologize, I've got like a thing in my chest today.
So did Corey have a huge army built up on your borders before he DC'd?
I don't know. He was next to Schroeder.
And I never even saw the...
That was so funny. And Corey just quiet the whole game. He DC's and I see his borders. And he just got nothing but military on my border.
F*** Ed. Like, damn. Okay, so let's go to India.
All right. You guys...
I throw Troy off the boat.
Splash? Troy, you can leave the game. Bye.
Right. Make a swim check.
I mean, we got extra character sheets. I got a new character sheet.
You don't gotta leave.
No, I've decided that the bull is going to make his exit, because now I want to be the mountain guide, so.
We'll see how your constitution goes when you make mountain sickness checks.
See, this is why we each need, we talked about this last time, didn't we? We each need a person.
Yeah,
so then if we fall off the mountain, we have that person.
Yeah, because Schroeder's out of the room, and we decide he gets to play the sort of strange 12-year-old boy that always goes on the mountain expedition.
I thought that was me. I mean, I was in the bathroom. Was that you?
You're not cliffhanging.
I don't know this conversation at all, so I'm assuming that I was outside of this conversation either.
I remember this conversation.
We need to have someone with a horrible name like Short Round who goes along the expedition. Someone ends up being that character. I'm not drawing the short end of the stick, so I know it was one of these two assholes that I said was going to do that.
I remember the conversation, but...
I'm pretty sure that means it was Schroeder.
That's fine, I'll fucking play Short Round. I'll just be a little dick that, like, runs around and fucking talks.
Does nothing, you're useless.
Does nothing, it's pretty much the same.
You have, like, a 5 in all your skills, so you gotta roll, like, an ot something.
Okay.
So, on this boat trip, you guys... You would have met a few hoity-toity people. One of them, Mrs. Tullis, you guys would have gotten to know her pretty well. She would have told you that there is, in fact, a guide she can show you to. His name is Shiva Kumar, and he will happily show you wherever you need to go.
What's her credit rating?
Do what?
What's her credit rating?
Yeah. I can find it if you really want me to.
I just want to know how reliable she is.
Oh, no. You guys, yeah. You would have found her extremely reliable, to be honest.
Okay, I just don't want to get set up. Like, hey, I know this guy that can get you in there, and then we all get sacrificed to...
She's an old woman.
What's an old woman?
Her credit rating is 75.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
It just means they haven't found the bodies yet.
She's aged... Is she?
92.
Actually, she's only 41.
What is she doing in India?
She looks a lot older than that.
Immerse me, Lucas. What is she doing in India? And how does she know a guy named...
Shiva Kumar.
Her duties in Bombay involve organizing innumerable dinner parties, garden parties, receptions, and outings, tasks at which she excels.
She's a cultist.
Clearly. She organizes the transportation of willing sacrificial victims to the altar of Kali Ma.
That's like one of those bad horror movies.
All right, somebody roll me a credit rating.
I can't, because I don't
know. One of you two. You guys are the highest.
Pass.
Impale.
Credit rating says...
My credit rating is almost better than hers is.
She is the wife...
Better than mine now.
73. Yeah,
she is the wife of the British cultural attaché in Bombay, Mr. Jonathan Tullis.
Capital fellow. Tut, tut.
So now you know who she is.
Yeah, that's why they haven't found the bodies.
Yeah. Anyway, because
the red coats hid them all. It's the right time frame, right?
She insists that you guys also stay at the best hotel, which is the Taj Mahal Palace Hotel, if you want to. That's her choice, because she can.
It's not... She's saying. That doesn't sound offensive to the local culture whatsoever.
What, the Taj Mahal Palace Hotel?
Yeah. Or are we actually staying at the Taj Mahal?
No, it's not.
It's the Taj Mahal Palace Hotel.
Right,
I think it's a hotel.
But the Taj Mahal isn't in Bombay, right?
No.
Okay.
Literally what the hotel is called.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Because clearly anyone landing in Bombay is going right to the... Never mind.
I mean, it
sounds culturally...
I'm just telling you what this guy wrote. Blame it on the author.
No, I'm saying he's talking about racism.
Sure. Anyways.
Only if Mr. Trace can afford it.
Yeah.
Sure knows I can't.
Now, she suggests Siva Kumar Patel, and he can actually be reached through that hotel. So
convenient.
You guys land in Bombay. You disembark from the boat. Where are you headed?
Where was the hotel? It wasn't in Bombay, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't Bombay.
So we already have a mountain guy, right?
Yeah. Is the guy she's talking about? That's a different guide, right?
This completely different guide.
Okay.
This is a guy from India.
Who's going to guide us from Bombay?
Wherever you guys need to go.
Okay.
He's an
exchange. And who is this? I'm never going to remember his name, so I'm just going to keep making up names until I write it down.
Kumar.
Siva Kumar. He actually goes by Siva.
Oh, Siva. Oh,
yeah.
How convenient.
Yeah.
Siva Kumar.
This is becoming a convenient chapter.
It's extremely convenient.
Outsource.
This is what happens when you skip a chapter and have to make up for it.
Yeah. I would assume we would go to the hotel and have a lovely breakfast/lunch/dinner meeting with Mr. Kumar.
That's what you wish to do, then sure.
I've decided his middle name is Arjun.
Sure. Because reasons. Go with that. I don't think his real name is in here.
Did you just say his last name was Patel?
Patel.
Yeah. Kumar's middle name.
It's not. It's one name. Siva Kumar is one name.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, the Kumar that I know, that's a different name, so whatever.
He's friends with Harold.
So his full name is Siva Kumar Patel.
Now we totally have Harold and Kumar on our party.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, wow.
Is there a White Castle nearby?
That actually just happened.
No, it's not a White Castle. It's the Taj Mahal.
The original White Castle.
Yeah, the original White Castle. Probably more
you
colorful.
You also
than that.
Don't know what their sliders are made out of. Well, it's not cow.
So it is January. By the way, it is January 1st. January 1st, 1930. So Cody can no longer be wrong when he says we're in the 30s.
I was going to say we're in the 40s.
Yeah, probably.
We skipped a whole decade.
Yep.
Hey, Call of Cthulhu.
That's true.
So you guys go to the Taj Mahal Hotel then?
Yeah.
We got to meet Siva Kumar Patel and...
Do we even trust this guy? You guys just on board? We're just going to go meet this guy and be like, okay, let's go. I mean,
well, you got to meet somebody to find out if they're trustworthy. You rarely determine that without meeting the person.
You can. You can follow him and see where he goes.
Google him and find out who he is.
I don't think there was Google in the 1930s.
So you guys get to the hotel and ask for a contact to get a hold of this guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
The manager will happily say that, you know, yes, I can get a hold of him for you if you guys wish to.
He speaks English?
They do, yes.
Nice.
Quite a bit of English in India, actually.
In a hotel run in the largest port in India, in a fancy hotel that's clearly owned by British people that had the audacity to call it the Taj Mahal, yes, I'm assuming that the staff speaks English, and they're probably Caucasian.
I was just making sure.
Not Caucasian, but they do speak English.
I would be surprised if the hotel staff is not comprised of some Caucasian individuals. Anyway.
But he says, yes, I will
venture to foreign lands.
I will happily I'll happily contact Mr. Patel for you guys. If you wish to go to your rooms and wait, it may take some time.
Fruits of colonialism.
Do they have a bar?
Yeah, yes.
It's totally a bar.
Yeah.
I'm going to go sit in the bar.
Me too.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
So after about an hour, you see...
Try some original IPAs.
You see a gangly-looking... young man walk in, and he kind of looks around and sees the four of you sitting at the table and says, are you the party that asked me to come?
Is the bar packed?
Yeah. It's a pretty packed place.
It's kind of odd that he walked right up to us.
So Dan is just super skeptical today, guys.
Okay. Yep. Not a lot of Caucasian people in this hotel.
I highly doubt that. In the fanciest place in the whole port in a colonialistic India, absolutely, it's full of white people.
We're in a new country going to potentially stop a cult or something along those lines. Like, I'm skeptical.
Did you tell Mrs. Chuck Norris or whatever her name was that you were going to go stop a cult?
Who? I don't get it.
The lady he was talking about.
Oh.
Close.
Okay.
Tell us, Norris.
Yes, are you Mr. Patel?
Yes, I am.
We are, the five of us, are looking to do a bit of climbing. We're looking for some information about getting across the country.
I see. Where exactly are you headed?
First we'd like to get to Nepal.
He kind of...
Leave Nepal!
You could, he kind of...
He kind of, like, slow-played it. Like, we want to go here, and then head here. And Nepal just is in the way, so we need to get to Nepal.
Remember, we're on a time crunch here of some... They said sometime between the new year and spring.
No, I know
so
that.
So we don't have much time.
But you don't...
We're not going to go see the real Taj Mahal and then, like, oh, let's go down to this... Let's check out Sri Lanka. I hear they get great fish there.
No.
It's way out of the way.
I was talking about just, like... seeing sights just on the way, just passing by. Like, we want to go here and here.
No, I mean, because I want to stop.
Angus is a pretty impulsive guy.
So the end of the world.
I would have said the same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was just...
He kind of goes wide-eyed in Nepal. You are aware that Westerners are not allowed.
We've heard.
I see. I have some friends in the area. Perhaps they can help us get over. What is your intent?
We are technically after somebody. We could say we're trying to...
You guys are good.
Yeah,
I don't know if rescue is that.
We had some
colleagues go missing.
Yeah, that's good. We had some colleagues who may have tried to get into Nepal in the last 6 months.
Yes,
it's August.
Sometime in the last 4 to 6 months.
Yeah. Well, it might be longer now because of the boat ride. But yeah,
I see.
They may have gone. We've not heard from them.
I see. Were they? I've just lost the word. Educational people. Fuck me.
Scholars?
Like, scholars. Yes. Were they scholars?
They were indeed.
A few of them were, yes. Not the entire party.
I do recall mid last year there was a group of Italians that came through. Is this the group you're talking with?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were probably.
Did you assist them as well?
I did not. No. But it made the Times here in India.
Did you happen to speak to them at all?
Yes. There is an Indian Times.
No, I'm sure. I'm just saying this is colonialism at work. It's hitting you in the face with its big floppy English dick.
Yes.
I'm just making sure you're aware of this.
You just get a big grin before you make a comment. Because I know, like, it's coming.
It's fucking colonialism.
Did you happen to speak to this party?
I did not.
Before we go too far, what made the Indian Times?
I remember there was an article, but I don't have it on me. Perhaps we could check the library. They may have one. Somewhere.
I nope. Look to the scholars.
Nope, we can't waste time. We gotta go. Can't waste time. The bull needs to go.
I shoot him.
Do you know who might have helped vent guide them?
I do not. I do not personally.
They may not have had a guide. At least not from.
Just trying to.
No, I know. I'm just saying they
find a trail.
No, we're looking for someone who, if you cannot physically guide us, at least help us along our way. Make sure that we have the proper tools. One of our company here, who shall remain nameless and shall not say anything,
is a mountaineer.
Is a mountaineer and has experience climbing the various mountain ranges of the world.
So you're headed to the Himalayas.
Well, to be fair, Nepal is completely mountainous region, so we're going to climb mountains whether we're going to the Himalayas or not. Okay. I mean, I don't know at which point the Himalayas and the mountains of Nepal and which are what and where the Himalayan mountain range. It classifies.
It all converges.
It's all wibbly, yes. Wobbly, timey, wimey.
Exactly. I see.
Mountain ranges usually stretch for 1,000 miles, so is that technically the Himalayas? Can you enter Nepal without technically ascending the Himalayas? Probably not.
It's not like all.
It's not all. It's not all completely mountainous. Anyways,
there are people there. They have. They would have to have some sort of.
Yes, and people live on mountains.
Yes,
frequently.
Thank you.
Perhaps the article may have said if they had a guide. We can try to locate.
Well, 4 hours on library use
since they're since they're so well known. I mean, has there been any communication about what they've done since they've left?
All right, there's a sliver, but 95% of that nation is entirely mountainous.
So not all of it.
Yeah. Like, pretty fucking much, though.
Yeah.
That's like saying, well, you know, the Atlantic or the Pacific Ocean isn't all water. There's some islands out there. Yeah, but it's really mostly water.
You're smiling.
Still not wrong.
You're technically correct, which is the best kind of correct.
I'm factually correct.
All right, well.
I'm just saying, if you're going to a place that's comprised of 90% mountains, we're going to be climbing mountains.
So we're interested in this guy's services, I assume.
Although Kathmandu probably is at the foot of the Himalayas.
Yeah, I think so.
I understand if these were your friends. I'll do anything I can to help you find them, yes.
Let's go read
Where
the article.
Where can I get an elephant gun?
And an elephant.
Two or three. I need target practice.
I'm not sure you can hide an elephant gun in that coat.
No, but I also would like to know what are the laws against guns in India, because I'm going to bet that, again, colonialism, they're pretty lax.
More than likely pretty lax.
So yeah, no, I'm just going to strap an elephant gun to my back and carry it around.
Yeah, you're right, you're carrying a gun. Who's going to stop?
Hey, colonialism, high five.
Yeah, I was wanting to buy a rifle while I'm here, too.
I can show you to some places, yes.
I actually have an increase in rifles.
Yeah, I did too when we leveled up.
Yeah, I think we skeet shot off the boat.
He gave us some points to put in too, yeah. I think, yeah. Right? Yeah.
If you wish to go to the bazaar, that is okay. I can go to the library and see if I can locate the article myself.
Well, why don't we send... I look to... Which one of you has more money?
Look at me.
Trace is the rich one. It has been the whole time.
Okay.
And I don't know how we determined this. Like, I'm not...
Shh. Just let it go.
Because it was canon in, like, episode two. Yeah.
Because you're like... You're
you come
like,
for money.
You're the doctor, you know? Like,
doctor.
Never got a degree.
Yeah, nope. Yeah, but you still, you are, like... You're not an official.
So you're like the original Dr. Phil, then.
He's pretty rich.
Oh, shit. You're like Mr...
You're the original Dr. Phil.
You're like Mr. Pym. You just never got the degree.
Yeah.
Like, you still have, like...
That was bad.
Right?
That was really bad. Now, see here.
You obviously got consulted on this case.
Okay, so since I'm rich, I'm going with him to the library.
I don't know what the question was. You just asked who had money.
No, what I was going to say is, why don't you pass out some money? We'll go with him to buy some supplies so that the educated people can search the library and we can get two tasks accomplished theoretically faster.
Yeah, I want a rifle.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we're going to, like, we will get equipment. I'm hoping that the book includes equipment, but, because if I have to figure out exactly what equipment I want, then that's going to take forever. But I'm assuming with us and the mountaineer and...
The guide?
Yeah. Mr. Patel, we can figure out, we need Arctic clothes, or, you know, we need mountaineer clothes.
Absolutely.
We need blah, 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 yeah. Blah. Can we buy all that shit?
At this point, yeah, that's fine. At this point, it is...
Or is it better to wait to buy some of that stuff closer to? You know what I mean? Those are the questions I would be asking.
Siva will say, yeah, it's... Bombay may be the best place if you wish to jump a train. We will hit some small villages on the way, I'm sure, but...
We're not going to hit another place where we're going to buy supplies. We're doing the Oregon Trail right now. You need to buy everything at the beginning.
More than likely, we would not.
Yeah.
I mean, regardless, I want my rifle now.
Well, no, the guns are being bought now. Absolutely.
I do suggest that you purchase some heavy coats and these sorts of things.
Are we actually going to the library?
I believe you guys bought some of this stuff before you got on the boat, but
I forgot how great an elephant gun is. 3d6 plus 4 per barrel to 100 yards.
Jesus.
What is an elephant gun classify as?
It should be under rifle, or is it under shotgun?
It is under rifle, which is great because I got base 25.
Anyway, so then...
As long as it's a dex number, dex range of feet, man.
So Trace and McDuff, then you're going to accompany Siva?
Yeah.
100
okay.
Yards.
So you guys walk out to the bazaar. He will point, you know, if you go to this route and turn left, there is a place where you can purchase your weaponry, and this direction you can purchase coats and this sort of thing. The library is this way, and he takes you to the library, so I just need some library use rules from you guys. Actually, I'm going to roll for him, too.
Lucas, how much of a dick do you want to be?
I failed mine.
I passed.
I don't know why.
Looks to me like they're qualifying it as a specialty gun, in which case the base chance is even lower. Do you want to do that, or do you want to give it a base rifle skill? Because, I mean, to be fair, an elephant gun is a pretty specialized weapon.
And base rifle's 25.
I will give you a luck roll. That's how much of a dick I will be. As to whether or not...
That's not that big of a dick. That's pretty...
As to whether or not you can even get it.
That's chance.
To get even get what?
Or to get whatever it is you're actually looking for. Wait, you're wanting the better version of it? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying an elephant gun is a specialized rifle, so it's not... An elephant gun has been known to knock people onto their ass from firing it. Like, it shoots slugs that take down an elephant.
No,
like,
I get
it's
that.
Not a small gun.
What he's talking about
is it's not like shooting a real rifle. It's not like shooting a shotgun either. The base chance in here is 15%. All of the rifles start at 25.
Oh, then it's going to be the base chance at 15.
That's what I was asking. Yes. How much of a dick do you want to be? Apparently a dick.
Not a private republic.
I thought you were asking whether or not you could find it or something.
No.
No.
I got sidetracked.
I'd hope you could find an elephant gun in India.
Please hand that to Mr. McDuff. You find said article in the Times.
Italian Tibetan party arrives in Bombay. An Italian archaeological party disembarked at the Bombay docks yesterday afternoon, having traveled on the small freighter Vittorio Alfieri, which left Naples on 17th August. The party is under the leadership of Roberto Anzalone, professor of Asian history at the also consists of fellow Italians Carlo, somebody, we talked about that guy, and Malcolm Corey. The men's immediate plans are to travel overland bound for the northeast of India and Darjeeling, where they will equip in full. From there, they will aim for the Tibetan town of Sakazong, which will serve as their base for a journey into the southern region of that country bordering upon Nepal. The group hopes to make discoveries dating from the 13th century, contemporaneous with the Tibetan kingdom of Gungtang. Gungtang?
I believe it's Gungtang.
Gungtang?
I think the TH is just a hard T, isn't it?
The Times of India, Bombay, 22nd to September. So, I mean, they're equipping in Darjeeling, so maybe it's not a bad idea than we did, but we've already started.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
Well, going through this, I don't think you stuck it.
That's fine.
You guys are in a hurry, so.
Yeah.
Equip now.
You're not in a hurry.
It's less reload, basically. So.
Yeah.
Daniel's interpreting that we're in a hurry because Cody just. Doesn't want to bullshit around.
And that's what I'm like.
There's a difference. Yeah, I should probably grab a gun of some sort.
Yeah,
I don't have one.
You should probably roll with more than just a hand axe.
I mean, I'm going to have a better chance.
I just like the idea that he's going to go up against
you got a better chance at hand-to-hand than you do guns, so.
But,
if it's at 100 yards, we can also shoot it a couple dozen times before it gets to us.
Yep.
What's the range of a shotgun?
Not far.
Not far.
Like 10 yards.
Okay.
I mean, really, the question is, do you want to fire for distance, or do you want to fire... I'm intentionally getting an elephant gun, one, because I'm in India, so why wouldn't you get an elephant gun? But, yeah, no, absolutely, if it's close, I'm going to go for my double-barreled shotgun, because it's more likely that I'm going to hit it.
Sorry, I'm writing down my gun.
No, you're fine, man. We'll just add it out this dead time. It's no big deal.
Oh, yeah, cool.
This is my rifle, this is my gun.
What's...
Cody likes to circle things. If you want to read that article, you can.
I mean, yeah.
No, what I was just going to say, I'm not there, but I would ask if we should follow their path exactly.
Because maybe there might be clues along it?
Not necessarily, just it would be shorter. If we go into the west of Nepal, and they went into the southwest of Nepal, then we got to climb extra mountains. Assuming they come back and discuss this information with us, Lucas, that's what I would ask Mr. Patel. Say, here's the path they took. Would that be the path that you would be recommending us to follow?
It is possible. I believe I have a friend that may have been in contact with them now that I think about it. Let me make a few calls.
Okay.
And we'll see what we can do.
Daniel's not in here, so no one's here to follow him.
Who did you go with?
I went with an ink bill.
I mean, he'll stand there at the phone.
303.
He'll go to the phone that's in the hotel, assuming you guys go back to the hotel to meet up.
Well, yeah.
Because that so he's not coming far. Have the same,
the other thing I would
same
ask
damage, same range, but...
Do the scholars want to look
rounds
in
the ink film. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. I thought you were done. Do the scholars want to look into Drachmar or anything else while they're at the...
That was attempted before you left.
Huh?
That was attempted, I believe, before you left.
Right, but sometimes it might make a difference if you research it in India versus researching it in the UK. No. Just a thought.
Will it make a difference?
No.
So last time I checked, the books in one library are not necessarily the same as books in another library.
Last time I checked, it doesn't take you a week to read a 100-page book.
It's not that it takes you a week to read it. It takes you a week to comprehend it and understand what you read.
No, it doesn't.
That's the way the rules are written.
That's what I'm saying. In real life, it doesn't.
Have you read The King in Yellow?
No.
Okay, because I've read it twice, and I've spent a year contemplating it. I still don't think I understand quite the repair of reputations. I mean, I get it, but I don't understand it. Failed my sand roll.
I'm out of little articles to give you guys. I think I've only got one more handout left.
No way. Alright guys, handouts are running thin. It's all about action now.
Well, we are in chapter 9 of 12.
I can't wait to roll shit this elephant gonna get knocked on my ass.
I mean, I was going to wait for him to get back in here, but I guess we can keep going.
I don't know.
So if it's an attacks per round, you get half an attack per round?
No, it's one or two.
One or two.
So you can fire once, or you can choose to fire twice.
What'd you go with?
Same thing.
Yeah.
Seems to be...
It's a solid rifle.
Yeah.
You didn't mind if I grabbed another one, did you?
No, you're fine.
I mean, handgun, do you have training in handgun?
No.
I say, because that's where shotgun would be more helpful.
This was working last night at work when I was at work.
The base is 10 higher.
Because that's the thing, is shotgun's 35 because of a spray, and if they're within, you know, your base decks in feet,
lit up. It should be
then it becomes from a 35, or from a 30 it goes to a 60. So you have better than, you know, that's why shotguns are considered better in Call of Cthulhu. I'm just assuming that we will have to potentially fire at things at range. And because Angus wants to hit things hard, he wanted to get an elephant gun. I can check that off my list now.
Okay, so awesome.
And because I've always wanted to see an elephant gun.
What's the difference here when they... So no, this is the damage.
That's at ranges. Okay. It's basically utterly useless to use it unless something's within like...
A charger for
30 feet.
Yeah, 20 or 30 feet of you.
Should be the same. Okay.
And it's dex range in yards, right? Not feet.
No, I think it's dex in feet.
So 11 feet.
Yeah, no, something basically has to be right on top of you to get that double. Because the idea is at this point you're basically shooting something across the room.
Yeah.
Like, how do you miss at that point?
By getting knocked on your...
Just FYI, Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I have strapped to my back.
It's a pretty hefty gun. And that's what it looked like in the 1930s?
Now. I don't know. I just searched elephant gun.
The guns you always see in movies have like the big wide thing.
Almost like the blunderbuss end.
Yeah. Not sure if that's actually accurate.
Yeah, it makes no sense why it would be that way. Why would you fire a slug with something that wouldn't...
Well, I think it makes sense that you would fire a slug. It's just you're going to fire, like, of a slug.
What I was saying is it makes no sense to have the coned out end that you're firing a slug. The whole reason for
here
that.
Here it is. How about this? Can I get this? Holy shit, is that a... Yeah, it looks like a single shot. Look at that. It's a little bit different style of an elephant gun. In fact, it's
mounted onto an elephant.
It literally looks like a machine gun.
It does.
I'm pretty sure that's a machine gun.
Fucking bullet! Jesus Christ.
Dan, if you want to determine what you're buying, you need to come pick it.
What are the options here?
He closed the book, so good luck finding it.
It's in there. Hey, Daniel.
Should be towards the beginning.
There's a round for my elephant gun.
Jesus. Oh, dodo first.
There you go.
You will get fucked when it hits you.
If someone remembers, I'll put this in for Lucas. Lucas, elephant gun 1930s. If you search, this is the picture we need to post when this episode goes up.
You should totally shoot.
You can do that.
Can you carry one of those?
I mean, yeah. Don't know why not.
Probably heavy, but
that's why we have short round, right? Just to run
Little kid just got it strapped. He's got it strapped across his shoulder. He tries to run through a doorway. It hits both sides of the gym, knocks him over.
Why does this book make Cthulhu look so fat? Like,
for reasons.
It's got a pot belly.
Kim Jong-un with tentacles.
Look at this Cthulhu. He ain't fat.
That's like Cthulhu after...
That's probably closer to what I'm actually using.
No, but that's still a big goddamn gun.
Should be right there.
I found it.
Yeah. Alright, so I don't want a machine gun. Or a submachine gun, because I don't got very good skill in those. Although, shotgun is 30. Which is what my rifle is.
Well, just what we were saying, if you're good at rifle, then take a rifle because you get more bullets. But that's the thing, shotgun is what you go with if you don't have skill. Here you go, Daniel.
This is what it looks like.
I guess that's not that bad.
Fucking huge, though!
No, it is. Like, the guy on the elephant was definitely a good comparison. You should definitely use that picture.
Just take the Enfield. It's the best rifle.
Which one is it?
The Enfield is a solid rifle. Did you see if it can be bought in this era? I assume so, right? It's not a new gun.
The 303 Lee Enfield.
313? 303. It's 2D6 plus 4.
Like an 80s style shopping montage tone in this. You guys are like trying on guns.
What was the M1 Grand? That
hats.
Was
Safari
that was
hat.
A bit later, wasn't
sundresses.
It?
The Grand was World War II.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
I wonder if that has a shitty reload mechanic in the rules as well.
For the grand gun?
For the grand, yeah.
It's not in there.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's in there.
Yeah, because that, talk about a shitty reload mechanic. Will's got a replica. Did you ever fire it?
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
It's kind of a nice. It's a nice rifle.
I'm gonna go with Lee Enfield.
But man, when you fire that last round, that is fucking terrifying.
Because it kicks.
Yeah.
Throws it. It throws the cartridge.
Yeah, because it throws the cartridge.
Is there five? Are they 5-shot cartridges?
I think five, maybe six, but I think it's five.
I'm pretty sure it's
five. Pop, 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 boom! I mean, it kicks the gun out of your hand. It feels like you're not ready for it.
What are the stats?
It shoots it straight down.
Do what?
You want to go across and read the stats off?
Yeah, 2d6 plus 4. Malfunction at 00.
That's not a good reason to have it.
Range is 110.
Oh, sorry, Drew.
110. Oh, 110.
Yeah. Two attempts.
Okay.
10 shots. 12 HP. All three of us picked one up.
Yeah.
And then the bull over there decided to get another one.
Because why wouldn't you? You're in India. Because
you can't fucking shoot it.
I can't fucking shoot a regular rifle, so why does it matter? To be fair, I thought elephant gun would count as a shotgun. But I mean, it is a range
weapon. You get a pistol as well.
Huh?
It's not spread shot.
Throw a gun, though.
No, it's still a slug, yeah. But I'm just saying.
Oh, you got a shotgun, didn't you?
It's under rifle because it takes the aim and skill of a rifle. I thought it might be under a shotgun because of how hefty it is to... I mean, you pick up one of these Enfields. The Enfields aren't really that heavy. This thing probably weighs... God, I don't even know.
I would say at least 25 pounds.
I would say 20, 25 pounds, maybe?
Yeah.
Like...
Maybe more.
You're a big guy.
No, I'm not saying I can't carry it. I'm just saying I wondered if that would put it under shotgun as far as the rules were concerned.
No.
We also need to make sure we write down that we added short round as an NPC.
No, we're going to go get him once we get on the border.
Oh, okay.
He'll show up.
We want like a half barrel.
Half barrel.
Yeah, were you guys meeting your mountain guy here, or did you bring him with you?
He's with us.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The mountain guide went with us.
To buy stuff.
Yeah. So we've purchased rope, we purchased climbing equipment.
Do we want to give this character a name?
Not yet.
I thought we did. I thought we had him.
Don't remember if we did or not.
Stan. Huey!
No, I don't
Kinzig.
Well, first we had talked about Shackleton.
We did.
And then we'd also talked about Bird. And who else did we talk about?
Tenzing Norgay.
Yeah, Tenzing Norgay.
But he's like 19 right now.
Fair enough.
So, no.
So this is the expedition that gave him his start?
No, well, probably not. No.
You struggling over there or what?
No, I think he was 19 when he took Hillary.
I don't know.
Hillary.
Bear Grylls.
Troy and I are on a time limit today, so hopefully
we can
play.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. Just make sure.
Hey, we get through, we get through.
Let's see, where am I at? Okay, so you guys are finished with your shopping montage.
Yep.
You have an article that you discuss. Siva has said that he will make some calls. I've forgotten where I was at.
He's supposed to figure out whether or not we're supposed to follow that path.
Or right. The article.
It gave us the names of the other people in case we need them.
Yeah.
There's a couple of them we had. I think there's only one new name on there. But it gives us another location that we may want to, I mean, at least that...
Where they were setting out for, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, so because we knew Roberto.
Siva will return to you and say, I spoke to a man by the name of Mr. Harry Unwin. He works in the magistrate's office. He said that he's willing to look around and make sure he can figure out maybe where these guys went.
Yes.
He said it would take a day.
It's important we find our friends.
I understand. He said it would take a day. And we can contact him again in the morning. Perhaps just for the night, rest, enjoy your stay in Bombay.
Do you have any recommendations? Any local sites to see? Or?
He spats off a few things.
Mercemead, Lucas. Come on.
I did not info. Not in book.
Info in internet.
Internet not in 1930s?
Anyway, we find the local strip club that is probably has a horribly offensive name.
It's probably also the Taj Mahal.
Taj Mahal's not that offensive.
No, I, it's going to have an offensive name. Insert offensive joke here.
Desert Flower. That's not that offensive.
Wow.
There's your offensive name. That's why I whispered it.
So you guys wait for the evening then? And go next morning?
Yeah.
Presuming, I don't know if you guys want to do anything in the evening or not.
No, I just need my gun and my, climbing equipment.
Yeah, the clerk at the desk is kind of gives you weird looks when you guys walk in with four rifles and one of them is a giant elephant gun.
I don't know that, well, maybe in a really nice hotel it's kind of.
Yeah. In the hotel it would be.
Yes, bring them in.
A little uncouth, if you will.
It is a tad gauche to bring your rifles in. That's what the men are for, to hold on to your guns.
He kind of just follows you as
you
walk through.
You shoot the animal.
Yeah, they watch us all the way through.
Going hunting?
Yeah, I just nod.
I had to keep walking. I don't say nothing.
Just slinging this giant rifle.
He hits the button underneath the thing.
This is my rifle. This is my gun.
So the next day, Siva is there waiting for you guys to come down.
Okay.
Good morning, gentlemen. Mr. Unwin would like to meet with us.
Sure.
Certainly. And you guys, it's a packed city. It's probably a half hour walk to get to where you want to go.
Oh, okay. He's not coming to meet us at the hotel then?
No, he's at his office.
The magistrate's office. Yep. Okay.
Roll me a spot hiddens.
So who's tailing you?
Pass.
I impaled it.
Impaled as well.
The three of you that passed, roll me luck.
What are you calling? Oh, wait, luck is a still. Is a stat.
Shit. Fail.
Yeah, I failed.
Critical failure.
Critical failure? Okay.
Forgot which system we were doing, so I was like, high, low? What do you want me to roll here?
No.
Somebody's unhappy. What are you doing to his dad?
You guys are walking through the streets, and the three of you, in the near distance, notice a man in a pallid mask, looking right at you, and he is approaching you. How do you guys react?
Like, are those the same types of masks that we've seen?
Well, you didn't see it.
No, I'm asking, like, probably.
Yeah, no, it's the same. I assume by pallid mask, Lucas was referring to what we saw in the play.
Yes.
And what we've seen show up many, many times. The same.
It is white, a man in a hood
white
with a white
masquerade
mask. And he is very slowly walking directly towards
I scream,
your group.
Fuck you. V for Vendetta is not for another 50 years.
I would actually like put my hand to a handgun and step behind the bull. I think that's what I would automatically do.
I'm gonna walk right towards him as well.
I'll step forward, lifting my cane.
So do you need me to like be your mount for your gun?
Tina goes down on his hands and knees, strap it to his back.
Siva kind of looks at you, like not really sure what you're seeing, and the man in the mask walks directly past Macduff, who stepped forward, ignores you, grabbing for your gun, and literally walks through Angus. And it is, you feel him. He feels grimy. And
doesn't he walk through Schroeder too then?
Cold.
Schroeder will step behind?
If Schroeder was directly behind him, then yes, he walks straight through you as well.
You're welcome. You're welcome for that stand loss.
Because I'm sure it's much higher if they walk through you.
He walks directly through you, and you spin about, and he's gone.
Cool.
San?
Yeah.
All right. Glad I didn't see this.
Fail.
Thanks, Dan. I could have avoided that, you dick.
Hey, you're the one who said you stepped behind him.
Fail.
Fail. Just barely.
Just a bit outside. No whammy, no whammy, no whammy, no whammy. Probably, yeah. Maybe not for you, because you saw it. But I'm going to bet you're in the ballpark.
Oh, actually, it's really just the two. You're okay. Macduff is okay. For the two of you, it is 1d2.
Oh, that's not bad.
Two of them failed.
One.
Two.
So, this man, if you will, walks directly through you, and like I said, you feel him. It's cold. You hear music for a moment, and a flash of Carcosa. That, you know, you exactly like as you remember it, and then he's gone. And Siva kind of is everyone okay?
Yeah, I thought I thought off with somebody that I might have known.
Well, that would be very strange, unless it was one of your friends.
Well traveled man.
Are you? It's
a very large city.
Do they have a lot of ghosts in Indian culture?
Ghosts? Not something I've really subjugated myself to. I do not know.
More living gods.
Right, no. No, I believe that we saw a ghost.
Ghost?
What do you...
Please, let's continue to the magistrate's office.
I'm looking at everyone weird, like, I don't know what's going on.
This is very odd. I'm so sorry.
I feel like when that happened, I just kept walking and then realized everyone stopped. Like...
please, it's this way. And he takes you down a corner. And you guys enter the office of Harry Unwin. He says, Mr. Unwin, these are my friends who are looking for the information. Mr. Unwin says, yes, yes. I've made some calls. I've done virtually everything I can to find out what you're looking for. It seems that Anzalone's party left Bombay by train for Calcutta. September 24th was the date. I made a few calls, pulled a few nails. It doesn't appear as though the party ever reached Calcutta.
How far away is that from here?
It's halfway across the continent.
Roughly, yeah.
So they never made it to, they never even made it to their destination.
It appears that they left the train in Benares.
Yeah, they didn't get off the train in Calcutta.
Went north. They apparently reached Netanwa on the border on September 28th. But that is as far as I have gotten.
So he has contacts in wherever the heck you just said.
Netanwa.
Yeah.
Which is on the border of Nepal.
Okay, so just for those playing the at-home game. So we're on the western coast. So basically the article is a lie. That's my thought. It's a feint. Yeah. They were supposed to go clear across the continent to where Bangladesh is, basically. So they would have gone on train all the way across. You said they got off where again?
Benares. Benares.
So the train must not run straight across the continent, because Benares looks to be...
It does.
It looks to be a couple hundred miles north of...
Yeah, no, it's maybe 100, 200 miles from the Nepal border.
Mr. Unwin, or Siva will say, Siva will... The train will in fact take us from Bombay to Benares directly. It's a four-day trip.
Right, no, I'm just... what I'm saying is I don't think we need to be following this instruction then. So where did he think, and they were last seen on the border where?
And Netanwa. Well, you can jump on a train from Benares to Netanwa. It'll take a day.
And now knows I've been searching stuff in India, and now Google Maps is only searching things in India for
me. That's funny.
My phone has learned that when I leave work on Friday, it tells me the time to get to your house. It freaked me out the first time I saw that.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Skynet. Stop telling Google things. Okay, so yeah, then I think, Mr. Patel, I don't know if you're coming with us or not, but I think that we should set travel for Netanwa.
Yes, absolutely. I was awaiting someone as well, and as soon as he says I was awaiting someone, the door opens, and a young man walks in, and they speak in Hindi for a moment.
What'd they say?
Got it.
Take that skill, baby.
You understand everything that they say. It's a little rough. You're still a little rusty, but Siva will happily turn back to you and say, my friend here has found that they did in fact have a guide. His name was Rajinder Sai. While they were here in Bombay, they stayed here for 3 days and shopped a bit. My friend does say that
3 days, amateurs.
My friend did say that.
In and out, 24 hours.
My friend did say that the guide said something odd, though. He said that they showed him a symbol on a wall. He didn't know what it meant, but he did say that a Parsi holy man might, and he brought them to this man. I can take you there if you wish.
That would probably be a good idea.
I mean, what do we have to lose except our lives and our sand?
Yeah, I got plenty of that.
I mean, I feel like we're already going, you know.
Now, the thing is, Daniel listened to them in Hindi. Did you glean anything else from what he said in Hindi?
From what the...
You understood exactly what he just told me. Said to you.
Okay, just making sure.
One thing I keep forgetting. Do we think we need to make more bells?
Oh.
I mean...
We only have the one, right?
Yeah.
Well, you have to have a specific type of metal, right?
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so.
No. You wrote down how to do it, I thought.
So
I wrote down that I can do it.
Yeah.
No, I never really got...
I thought it took a long...
Look up the name of the spell in that book right there.
So you know, you basically know how to enchant them, right? Is what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't remember how long it takes or what you need. I don't think it actually has to be a bell either. I think it could just be anything.
We could all get rape whistles.
And then when we just blow the rape whistle and...
No.
Oh,
shit.
Haster's like, oh, just takes off.
Yeah.
No, my first action is going to be to level my elephant gun on Daniel's shoulders. Right? He's going to cover his ears.
Better cover your ears.
And then
I bought some earmuffs.
He's gonna blow the whistle, and as soon as he blows the whistle and they turn to look at it, I fire.
Yeah, those earmuffs aren't going to muffle out that sound.
Well, I mean, it's just extra cushion, like earmuffs and then clothing, you know.
Holding them down.
Lots of calls here.
We ain't got no bukkakis bound to us, though.
No, it's not a call.
That's forever what I'm going to call
them. But there's lots of calls. You can call a lot of people.
That is forever what they're going to be called.
Don't want all those bukkakis on you, that's for sure.
Caster can enchant. I mean, they were flying down from the sky at one point. Made of pure metal, such as gold or iron. Silver gives the best tone. Ritual takes 6 hours. Cost 1d6 sanity. And sacrifice 2 pow.
Yeah, I mean, like, that was the part that Lucas, at least when I run him, I keep it behind so that you didn't know that you were sacrificing that. Now that you know, that may not seem like such a good idea for everyone to have rape whistles, but...
Well, I'm not saying everybody, but I don't know if it would hurt to have a second.
It wouldn't.
Plus, it's something that you could easily do.
I think you did read this, because I remember this part. For each 100 feet above sea level, the effectiveness of the creative chime increases by 1 percentile, which we're probably going to be at the decent elevation.
Some of the highest elevations on the planet, yes.
Yeah, 5 miles up.
I don't know how high Everest is.
24,000 feet. 24,000.
It's higher than that, isn't it?
No, I'm pretty sure the summit's at 26,000.
Yeah, yeah.
26,135.
That
Corbett's house,
motherfucker.
God damn it.
Oh, the haunting.
So, what are we going to the, going to see the Parsi Holy Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Get okay. The bell ready.
Just walking away in your hand.
Fucking say something.
Throw it at him.
29,000.
Unwin, he asks Mr. Unwin to hail a cab for you guys, so it'll take a little while to get there. He says, we're going to a place called the Towers of Silence. It's a very holy place, just please be respectful of where we are going.
Do we have to take our shoes off?
I'm not quite sure that that's necessary.
I assume they probably don't allow guns in there?
It is probably looked down upon.
Well, good thing we don't give a shit. Let's go.
Good thing we don't care what people think about us.
And so you guys get a cab. It's going to be, it's about an hour. It's outside of the city. It's up a hill.
Over 100 feet.
I don't think it said. But he explains,
that part.
You see, in Parsi, the Parsi men, they feel that men must not pollute the four elements. So when a Parsi dies, he cannot be buried without sullying the earth, and he cannot be burnt without sullying fire, and et cetera, et cetera.
So he just gets thrown.
So they bury their dead in the Towers of Silence.
Oh, okay.
They put the dead in the tower, and the vultures essentially do the rest. They say it takes maybe a half an hour, and the bones are dropped into a pit with lime and charcoal, and the rains wash away the rest to purify it.
Isn't that still like... Is it
it's
water?
Been a Google afternoon, because now I want to know if this place exists.
Isn't water an element? Like, isn't that still...
They
said the four elements. I don't know what the four elements they're talking about.
I don't disagree with what you're saying, but the way I understood it, as reading it, is bones. It's flesh that sullies it, not bone, because the bone is being broken down by the lime anyway.
Got it.
Yeah, no, this is a thing. That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm.
Cool. So let's find out the information we need to know.
Please, need a spot hidden as you guys are driving through.
I don't want to make another spot hidden. Pass.
Pass.
Pass. Pass this one. Pass.
As you guys are driving through the streets, behind a sign, behind a storefront sign, you see that familiar curve peeking out in yellow, painted on a wall. You guys have already lost enough sand for seeing the sign. So,
I don't think I've ever seen the sign.
Have you not?
I don't think so.
Then roll sand for seeing it.
I've never seen it.
I don't think.
Yeah. Well,
did you not see the sign when he wrote it in blood? And
interesting.
I believe it's only one percentile loss if you fail. So.
Okay. No, I don't think I've ever seen it because I missed it at the play.
Well,
I just failed.
Just one percentile loss for seeing.
You didn't see him draw the sign in blood.
One percentile
in
loss.
Roby's cell.
No.
Or one sand loss.
But just 1 point.
Yeah, 1 point.
We had the book.
Point is the word I was trying to say. I kept saying percentile. Sorry.
I don't know.
I don't think I've ever seen the sign. I really don't.
So yeah, you notice it, and you're kind of like, you kind of just jerk a little bit. The rest of you obviously see exactly what he's looking at. In fact, let's see if Siva even saw it.
He's going to go crazy. He's only got one sand.
What's
so interested in this place.
This is fascinating.
What's the standards by hidden?
25?
Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah, he failed. So he loses one sanity as well.
No, did he pass the spot hidden?
No.
Well, then he didn't see
it. Oh, no, he didn't see it. Sorry. I was rolling his sanity.
Yeah, you're good.
He just wanted to go crazy.
So, Siva did not notice what you guys were looking at. But he does think it odd that you guys keep just like glaring at things.
I'm just interested in why this took off in Bombay.
I have no idea.
Because this is a Zoroastrian thing. These are commonly found in Iran, but when I Googled Towers of Silence, the first image came up of one outside of Bombay.
I mean, again, it's again a major port.
Well, yeah, but
it's also Google, and you but it's also not Zoroastrian.
These are people. No, that's fair. These are also not people. These also are not Zoroastrians.
No.
So I'm wondering how the what do you keep saying the Parsi?
Parsi, P-A-R-S-E-E.
I wonder how the Parsi took over this tradition because apparently it's Zoroastrian. Yeah, I just got to a section called in India. Please continue. I'm fascinated.
I mean, why do we celebrate St. Paddy's Day?
Because there are more people who claim Irish descent in the U.S. than there are people in Ireland.
But I mean, it's an appropriation of culture.
Yeah, but appropriating a holiday where you drink and get shit-faced is very, very different from appropriating a we're going to leave bodies exposed outside for days to let them get eaten by carrion birds and then shovel them into the middle to be, you know...
Different culture, I don't know.
Washed away by the rain.
I don't know how they get their rocks off.
Hopefully this is not Al.
Yeah, we're going to see this guy.
Alrighty, so, let's go talk to this magic man.
Magic man. He's a holy man.
Same thing. You call Cthulhu. So, like...
It's magic man and El Diablo.
Hell, he's more of a holy man. He actually has spells.
You guys get there. It's a saving miracle. It's a quite a nice building. It's actually kind of a touristy place. It's actually kind of a touristy place. So you do see some other people walking about.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Did you look at this before you started doing this? Or is this all in the book?
It's actually in the book.
Huh. Many of the vultures and stuff have been, they declined in population by 99.9% in the 21st century due to drugs and other things, you know, pharmaceutical stuff that people are eating. It's killing the birds. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. They now are, because this is still happening, they're still using these Towers of Silence to this day. It's
religious tradition.
They are now captively breeding vultures to go through this. This is fascinating.
It's pretty interesting stuff. I lost my wisdom. Sorry.
Apparently, they're still Zoroastrian is the answer. Parsi is apparently descendant of Zoroastrian.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, you guys walk in, and you see an older man come up to you, and he doesn't really pay attention to you guys at all. He greets Siva in Hindi and just kind of looks at you and says, Siva looks at you and says, what is it you guys wish to know exactly?
Why they
has he seen the yellow sign?
And he turns in Hindi and asks about a sign. The holy man kind of says, I've seen the mark. Sometime last year, a white man showed me the mark.
What did you and this man discuss?
Was he an Italian man?
He asks about the Italians, and the Parsi man says that he more distinctly remembers Quarry.
Of course he does.
They asked about the symbol. He says that, you know, as the man is talking, Siva is just translating as he goes, kind of like what you would see on TV. He says he remembers the mark. He says that it's the mark of a god.
Okay.
And Siva actually stops him and in Hindi asks him what god. And the holy man says it's the outsider, the god in white. And this god is older than the gods of the people and the blessed prophets and the god that you follow, older than the earth. And he sends his prophets amongst us.
So that is all that you and this man discussed, or is this what Quarry told you?
He says that this is what they discussed.
But you were not aware of this outsider until he showed you the sign.
And Siva asks him, and the man says, no, he seems to have an idea of who it is. He says in the north, in the mountains, they think him a Buddha, and that this is where he will come, and that he's walking towards us even now.
At Drachmar.
He asks about Drachmar, and the man just kind of shrugs like he doesn't know. He doesn't know this place.
Why? So Quarry came to the old man and asked about the symbol?
It appears so, yes.
Why did he seek him out? Did he give any reason as to why he came here to ask this? I mean, this you said this is the first time he saw it when Quarry showed it to him?
He said he had seen it before.
Well, I think
he said he hadn't seen it.
Why did Quarry come to you specifically about this?
He is unsure.
You're right, Troy.
I think that he showed him the yellow sign and told him about the king in yellow, and he's relating it to other myths and traditions that this guy knows. So what do you know of this outsider? You know that he is in the Northeast. So you know that he is walking towards us.
They're the same, just different cultures have different.
Yes.
He says yes.
What else did this man ask you? What else did you tell him of this outsider god?
He said the discussion was very short, and that the man made him very upset.
So he did not ask about locations or followers or religions that still celebrate this god?
Does not appear as though the conversation went that far. He said that when he saw the sign, it made him feel dizzy.
Yeah, it'll do that. It'll give you nightmares, too.
Unless you haven't read the book.
He relays this to the man, and the Parsi man just kind of nods.
It's because I don't know why he came here, though. Did he go into the Towers of Silence?
He did not.
How did Corey find out about this person in particular?
Their guide.
Okay.
Did you give a proper name? Did he say,
Lucas
just
did.
The outsider? Or?
Oh, no, the god he was calling the outsider, right? Were you asking about the guide's name?
The outsider.
He called it the outsider.
Like, no other name, just the outsider.
Oh.
I don't believe he knows it by any other name.
He also called it the guy in white, which you go back to the pallid mask.
Yeah.
I mean, you get the whole...
I'm just looking for another name that we could possibly research if there's a...
I mean, if you guys say King in Yellow or Haster, he doesn't recognize these names.
Well, no, because he's looking at the... We talked about this before. They talked about relaying it to Judeo-Christianism with the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Right.
So the mask is the stranger, which should be the Son, which should be the Jesus figure. Mm-hmm. So he only was here for a few minutes then.
It appears so. He says that the man, I assume this quarry, perhaps, made him feel uneasy, that he was able to read his allegiance, and that this man, quarry, is for this god. He appreciates this god. He worships this god. But the Parsi man does not wish to see this god, or meet this god.
Nor do we.
He sort of nods.
Is there anything else that was discussed besides that?
Does not appear so.
Does he have any magical items which will help us on our quest?
He does not.
This is a game where magical items exist.
Not wrong.
They're true. That's true. I'm just
you have a couple of them around your necks. Are those displayed? Or do you have them tucked away?
What? I don't have any of them.
The Biaki whistles. Do you have those in your pocket?
I'm not wearing one.
What would I be wearing them?
I wasn't sure if you wore them around or if you... Okay. Just asking questions.
It'd be bitching if somebody could bind a Biaki to that, because then we have supernatural shit.
Did you get some in Biaki?
No.
Okay.
I believe you're pronouncing that wrong. It's pronounced Bukkake.
Bukkake. Do you summon Bukkake?
That I can do.
Can we use that as the photo image instead of the giant elephant?
He's used to circle jerks all the time. We play a couple times a week.
Because when we were in Carcosa, so we had Bukkake raining on top of us.
Short game of Limp Bizkit.
I mean, if there's nothing else.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure that he knows much more than this. As I said, he felt very uneasy. If it were my guess, perhaps this quarry was not seeking information as much as professing.
That seems like quarry, honestly.
Okay.
Thank you for the time. Here's a short round to feed the
What bird. Does this man do? What does this Parsi man do? Does he overlook the Towers of Silence? Is he a caretaker? Is he a religious figurehead? Is he just a man? Yeah, but there's a difference between the guy who carries the offering plate and the guy who says mass.
There's got to be a reason why Corey's guide led him here to this guy. I mean, he's got to be something.
Yeah, he's one of many people that tend to the towers.
But there's nothing special about him. He's not head, I guess technically it'd be head bodies keeper, right? He's not
nope.
He's not the guy who makes sure the vultures are out. Like, he's not a, you know, okay.
Right. He just has seniority.
Maybe.
He just happens to be the man, one of many men here that they spoke to.
Okay.
Or the only man of many men they spoke to.
Okay. Cool. Let's go to Nepal.
Let's get on the train.
Okay.
Let's go to Nepal.
So are we gonna try to follow in Corey's footsteps, or are we just gonna
No, we're basically taking the same path they did.
The article I think is a lie. It's a bluff of where they went.
Right.
How would that be possible though? Like, why would?
Well, that's why. Why would they put in the paper that they are illegally crossing the border?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why I was like, this doesn't make any sense. And it's because if you look at the geography of it, because I don't know how India works. Once I started looking at the locations, they were going west to east almost directly, supposedly.
Okay.
Except the train goes like this, right? So Nepal is up here.
Well, then
we're over here.
Why would they?
They got over here and then never made it. down to here.
Why would they write about it at all?
Well, in case anyone tried to follow them.
Right.
Because if we tried to follow in their footsteps, we would go 4 or 5 days in the wrong direction to Calcutta, and then would make our journey to Nepal more challenging. If we want to follow them, we need to go to insert name that Lucas said that I can't remember.
It's
Netanwa.
Yeah.
Yes,
that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yep.
Basically, they got off at the northernmost point of the trip.
Yes.
I'm just trying to figure out how they got this article in the paper to begin with.
Paid somebody.
There was an article in London as well of them leaving.
Okay.
Which you guys read.
Yeah.
So the article, the fact that they arrived and that this was in fact something they were doing. It is more than anything that they are going on an archaeological hunt of some kind.
Well, and that may have also been a ration, not only to provide a blind for anyone following them, but that may have been rationalizing why you have a bunch of scholars, why they're creating a party. You say, oh, well, we're going to the Tibetan kingdom of Gungtang, we haven't written down, have we? It's Mantang, right? Mantang is where we're going. So they just say, oh, we're going to go talk to these people in Nepal. We've got official visas or whatever, blah, 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 blah. And they just jump train early and go off into the wilderness.
But I figured, like, you would think they would be able to do all this in secret, though. Why didn't they?
Because it gives you a handout that sends you on a red herring chase the wrong direction. I forget the end letter town that we're going to.
Netanwa.
Does Patel have contacts in Netanwa?
Yes, I do.
Is Patel coming with us?
Absolutely.
Excellent. We have another NPC. Beautiful.
Meat Shield. Holy, holy,
to be seen. Our title track, Holy, is provided by Sleep for the Weary from their latest album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com, Facebook, and Twitter. Follow the Rancor's Brothel at rancorsbrothel.com and be sure to leave us a review on iTunes if you enjoyed the show. See you next time.